First name C H R I S T I N A. Last name H A R R E L L. Date of birth 03/01/78. Date of encounter 05/28/25. History of present illness. Patient presents to the clinic today. Post accident was seen in the emergency room. Also, she said she was hit on the left side by a car while she was driving or was riding her bicycle, and ever since then her entire left side, from her left side of her neck, left shoulder, left hip, and left lower extremity has had some discomfort. She'd been taking an antibiotic ointment for the scratches, but no over-the-counter pain medicines. The emergency room did give her some medication, plus she's already on a couple of pain medications, to include tramadol, meloxicam. The next paragraph, medical history, diabetes, seizures, asthma, migraines, depression, anxiety. Next, surgical history, she had a DNC. Next, allergies to Tylenol and ibuprofen. Next, social history, she does report to smoking, no ETOH use. Next paragraph, testing in office, we have left ankle, cervical, left elbow, left forearm, left hand, left knee, and left shoulder x-rays. No fracture was identified. Next paragraph, physical exam. Patient's wake alert oriented, no acute distress noted. EENT exams have been normal limits. Neck is supple with limited range of motion due to discomfort. No crepitus or step off noted. Respiratory system is breast sounds clear, abdomen soft and non-tender, cardiovascular system is regular rate and rhythm. Focus left elbow exam shows medial epicondyle tenderness to palpation, no crepitus, no edema, no erythema. Our left hand is full range of motion. Deep tendon reflexes are within normal limits on the left upper and lower extremities. Left knee has mild tenderness to palpation. No ligament laxity noted, no crepitus noted, no Baker cyst noted. Left shoulder is limited range of motion due to pain. No crepitus, no erythema, no edema noted. Positive open scans, positive crossover noted. Next paragraph, diagnosis, that left ankle pain, cervicalgia, left elbow pain, left hand pain, left knee pain, and left shoulder pain. We'll provide pain medication at this time and also order MRIs for the aforementioned body parts. Patient is discharged in stable condition, advised to follow up as needed.